They're both good players. You know, Derek and Malik play similar positions, that they go outside, inside for us, and play outside a little bit in base and move inside in sub situations. And, you know, they're both right around 290 and strong and active guys for us. So they're both good players. They're having a good year. They've been pushing each other all year. You know, Malik knew that Derek was standing in the way of him getting time. All throughout camp, they had a really healthy competition, and it continues. And so they're doing a nice job, both of those guys.
How much do they help what Vaughn and DeMarcus are able to do, the way, I mean, Terrence, and especially the way that interior works, yeah, to help keep guards from chipping, you know, jumping out? Is that, it all kind of working in conjunction?
It definitely all works together. I think, you know, when you have strength throughout your group, it helps. So some of that interior push that we get with Malik and Derek and Terrence and Sly and those guys, I mean, that's critical for the edge rusher, so that the quarterback can't just step up and be unaffected.
How has Danny looked the last week or so in getting back up?
Danny.
Good.
Danny's rounding into shape. You know, we're really focusing on that part, the conditioning aspect. He's working primarily with the scout team, or has over the last couple of weeks, and then you know, obviously, you know, soon we should get the green light with him, and be great to get him back.
You said you watched a Shark Attack video before the Miami game. What was the film this week?
I can't give you a weekly update on that. It was very good this week, though. Last week was very good as well. And, you know, we got a few going last week. We know we'll get them. The turnovers come in bunches, and you know, we have turnover Thursday every week. And it was a very good presentation by Chris Beek. So hopefully it generates the turnovers we're looking for come Sunday.
The guys talked about how the energy and enthusiasm last week was unprecedented for this season in terms of the defense. Like, they were feeding off each other, and it started early with three and outs, and it just seemed like everything clicked. Like, they felt like this was the best game defensively. Did you see that on film, and are you seeing kind of the pieces really starting to fit?
Well, I thought we had a good performance. I thought it started with a good week of practice, you know, and the urgency that we want to play with, yeah, that's something that I am going to demand every day that I'm in this position. You know, it's something I believe in. There's a mentality you have to play with. You're playing together. You need to do it urgently. You need to do it together. You need to know where everybody's going to be and play fast. And when you start doing that, then and you build some of that momentum and some of that feel. And I saw it for the most part throughout the game last week, and that was good. And that just means that this week we've got to, you know, go back and start over with the preparation and get yourself geared up, you know, mentally, physically, emotionally to do it again. And that's the challenge each week, you know, for everybody that plays in this league.
Coach, when you were with the Jaguars and faced Mario Williams within the division, what does he bring not only in the pass but in the rushing?
Well, he's a great player. I mean, the guy's super talented. You know, we went against him, you know, when we were in the same division. But, you know, got a lot of respect for the fact that, you know, he's one of the better players at his position in the league. And, you know, I'm not blocking him. I'm not, you know, worrying about him. But I acknowledge he's a really good player. They've got a bunch of guys on their defense that are pretty good, and so do we. And it should be a real good game.
Did you see any Jones-Drew comparisons when you watch CJ run at all? Have you seen similarities?
No, I wouldn't get into that. I think two different guys. I think what they share is maybe, you know, a physicality that they run with. CJ certainly has played well for us the last couple of weeks, and we're going to need more of that going forward.
Why do you think he breaks so many tackles, CJ?
Yeah, I mean, you know, guys that run hard, that are built low to the ground, that you know, they run behind their pads. You know, they'll break a few tackles. I think, you know, what I've seen over the last couple of weeks is great desire on his part. You know, and you got to, like I said, we're talking about our defense having a good performance. You got to bring that again. You got to bring that every week. That's part of the challenge, is getting yourself emotionally, psychologically, physically ready to go each and every week.
From what you've seen of Akib this week, are you hopeful he'll be available?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into that. I'll let Coach Fox get into active, inactives. You know, we'll welcome every healthy body that we can have on defense. We need to play well. You know, we're in the month of December now, and you need to play your best football down the stretch here. Give yourself a chance to accomplish the things that we've set out. So hopefully we get them back, you know, and hopefully we get everybody that's on the mend back as soon as possible and ready to roll.
Pete Rodriguez passed away this week. He was on your staff. What are your memories?
Pete's a good man, and sorry to see that news. That came across my desk earlier. That actually, Patrick texted me last night. But you know, shame for Pete and his family, his wife. Good man, good coach, you know, longtime special teams coach, and sorry to see him go.